Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unbelievable, Lee. I mean, it's all the same story this morning, really. Most of these stories.
Mm-hmm.
Break down to the Democrats arguing that certain groups of people are above the law.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are Democrat adjacent or uniparty adjacent. I mean, we're seeing that out of Illinois this morning. This incredible statement by the Chicago PD, who, when ICE agents are at risk of being killed under fire and are surrounded after being rammed by 10 people, they simply don't respond. Why? ICE agents aren't the right people, so it's okay if they die. This is the Democrat way. It's okay if they die. When they get bussed, they say, no, we didn't call off the police. But there was a patriot inside of the dispatch center. It's like, oh, yes, they did. Here's the documents. There were both written and typed commands. So if you're an ICE agent, you're less than human and you don't get police protection. However, in the Upside Down, by the way, I can't wait for Stranger Things to come out. In the Upside Down, where rules and laws and norms don't apply, if you're a criminal illegal alien, you want to be an officer with the Chicago PD, well, that's fine. Village officials in Hanover Park, after ICE arrested a police officer in Hanover Park, Illinois. He's an illegal immigrant, overstayed a tourist visa. Hanover Park Police Department announced his graduation. ICE picks him up. They say, well, if, basically, if he can slip the bounds of the federal government, if he's not deported, if he's allowed to stay in the U.S., he can return to full duty status. How does that work when you're a criminal? Overstaying a visa is a crime. Yeah. Well, some crimes are much worse than others. And some crimes we just pretend aren't crimes. This is part of this system, Lee, where illegal immigrants are better than, and so laws can never be applied to them, but Donald Trump is less than. So he was supposed to go to prison for 700 years across five cases.
Yeah.
I'm loving the irony this morning, folks. I'm absolutely loving the irony this morning of everybody who's screaming and yelling bloody murder over John Bolton. The media, Donald Trump, a lot of people don't understand the classified documents case against Donald Trump went, right? They used a novel legal theory that had never been used against a president before, that if he didn't write down, I am declassifying this so I can take it home, then he's guilty. It was particularly outrageous, you'll remember, how they did this to Trump, because at the time, Barack Obama in his library still has classified data that he was asked to return, but the Library of Congress never did. Didn't bother. Bush, same thing. And it was thought, well, you can mentally declassify it. You could, you know, you don't have to write a note asking anybody's permission. You're the executive, right? So remember, Barack Obama never bothered to return classified data when they asked. Same thing with George W. Bush. And when Trump does the same thing, he gets a raid on Mar-a-Lago. See how this works? This has never been done before. But all of the same people you're seeing right now scream dictatorship and show me the man, I'll show you the crime. Yeah. Stalin, blah, 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 as they did yesterday on MSNBC and CNN. These people were cheering for Trump's conviction. And let me tell you something. You want to know why Trump wasn't convicted? Two reasons. And I closely covered that court case. Our side did not. We failed there. It turned out that they kept notifying Trump over and over and over again. Hey, we want to send you some classified data. Hey, we want to send you some notes, some history from your term. Can we ship it? Can you come pick it up? Can you come pick it up? And Trump's like, no, I don't really want it. And they're like, okay, we'll ship it to your house. They shipped it to his house. Then they raided his house because he possessed it.
Can you say setup?
People don't understand this about the classified documents case. The only reason he wasn't in court on election day in that case was because he got a judge he appointed. She still went forward with the case. And I'm bringing all this up if you're listening, because to understand the difference between this and John Bolton, okay? The only reason he wasn't in court on election day was because the lawyer for Trump's co-defendant, a guy who worked at Mar-a-Lago, who was a much smarter guy, unfortunately, than Trump's lawyers. Trump hires crappy lawyers. But the co-defendant was like, the co-defense lawyer's like, wait a minute. They were relying on the order of the classified documents in the box. Okay, these would have been when Trump was still president. We can't get them on these. But these here, these documents, those are from after Trump was president. And here he's got them. And so he couldn't have declassified these. They were relying on the order, right? And remember, the FBI and the DOJ said, no, we have not tampered with the order. We haven't touched it one iota. They got caught. They tampered with it. They changed the order. They lied in court. That's felony level perjury. If you and I do it, don't try it. Believe me. Lawyers in the audience are like, yeah, don't try that. You go to prison. So the FBI and DOJ changed the order to make it look like some of the highly classified top secret stuff had been taken by Trump, when it actually predated. Like, in other words, he could have walked out with it all he wanted. He was the president. And they got caught for that. And Rosemary Collyer stopped right there. That's why he was not in court on election day, and began essentially trying the FBI and DOJ. What did you know? When did you know it? Who was the person who moved this data? And the media immediately stopped covering it, because it was a felony. And even the FBI and the DOJ knew. They had said, under penalty of perjury, in court filings, we did not change the order. They did. So that's the standard, just so we understand, of justice for Trump, okay? That's the Trump standard, the extreme standard of justice. So extreme, we've never seen it since the founding. John Bolton? No big deal. Take stuff out of the vault, walk it home. It's highly classified. Email it to yourself over AOL. Email it to your friends. Email it to your family. Email it to other people. We don't know who they are yet. They're not named in the indictment. That should be interesting. Send it all over the place so that when the Iranians hack your email, you idiot, they've not now got highly classified data. And the same media that cheered the raid on Mar-a-Lago, the same media that said, no one's above the law, even when Donald Trump does exactly what Barack Obama and George Bush did. And Mike Pence, too, by the way. Oh, and Joe Biden. That Trump's not against the law. And remember, Lee, we had an admission from that same DOJ that Biden absolutely illegally walked classified data out in many, many ways. There were pallets of it dating back to the 70s in the Penn Biden Center.
When he did not have clearance.
No, he had no clearance whatsoever of any kind. He was even taking notes in notebooks to write it all down so he could take it home. And the Obama administration was having to chase him around saying, no, you can't do that. Please bring the notebook. No, bring it back. Some of it he brought back. Some of it he didn't. I've no doubt Hunter was Xeroxing it. But and they admit it. Biden did all this. Okay. Not only that, the Chinese donated over $100 million to Penn Biden Center. Their representatives were allowed to fly here from China and walk through this Penn Biden Center, where there were literally pallets of classified data unsecured. And what were we told by the DOJ? No big thing. It's I mean, he's such a nice old man. Nobody would ever convict him. So we're just not going to try him. But everyone hates Trump. So we'll go ahead and try him. That was the standard, just so we're clear. Now we find John Bolton behaving in the exact manner as Hillary and Obama and Joe Biden, where you take classified data, which is a felony, and you take it for two reasons. Number one, to leak it and tar Trump. And number two, to make money. But if you're an oligarch, a member of the Uniparty and the deep state in good standing, you could do it. That's why Bolton thought he could do it. That's why Bolton was so casually sending it to family and friends. It's no big deal. That is the standard we have to break the back of. But panic has erupted, fake panically, on MSNBC. Listen to this after I've just given you this background. Okay.
But why are we even having this conversation? Why is this happening? Because Donald Trump has ordered his Justice Department to systematically go after his political opponents. Again, show me the man, I will show you the crime. But let's never forget that this prosecution is taking place because Donald Trump wills it and will continue, as Maya just said, will continue to insist upon these kinds of vindictive prosecutions.
Uh-huh. No, they've just never seen an oligarch, a member of the deep state in good standing, prosecuted. They don't understand it. Much like in Illinois, if you're an illegal immigrant and you're a police officer, you've committed fraud when you told them, hey, there's no crimes in my background. They're like, well, you know, if the federal government lets you go, you can come back on the force. Laws don't apply to you. That's the mentality that's going to cost us this country. We've got to break the back of it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Wow. The United States, we're just finding out, ran a nearly $200 billion, get this, surplus in September, according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Shrank the deficit by $41 billion. September's monthly surplus, $200 billion, was the largest surplus of any September on record. It's 147% higher than last year. Some of that is really good economic growth under Trump. And some of that is just tariffs. Which, say what you want about him, love him, hate him, this audience is divided, was how our founders intended to fund this country. They don't teach that in school anymore. There was no income tax. We didn't have an income tax till the early 1900s. Should never agree to that. We wouldn't have the government we do now. Wouldn't have the oligarchs we do now. We wouldn't have the royal class of federal criminals we do now. We'd have a much smaller federal government. And that's what the founders intended. The reason that they did that, they intended a government funded entirely by tariffs. By the way, they thought income taxation was slavery. It is. Was that the only way that the federal government could get bigger and get more money was by the prosperity of America. People couldn't buy foreign goods because they weren't prospering. The government wouldn't prosper either. It was absolute genius. Here's the funny thing, the sad thing. I didn't even know that until Donald Trump started talking about tariffs, started talking about the history of tariffs. I had to look it up. I'm like, nah, that can't be true. I've never heard that, and I'm pretty well read. It's what's been deprived, we've been deprived of in our education system. This is how it was supposed to operate. Love it or hate it, this is what the founders intended. A government, very small federal government, only did a couple things. Military, maintain the roads. National defense, maintain the roads. No education, no EPA, none of that stuff. That's it. So here we are today. Meanwhile, Trump's sending a message to the Hamas terrorists. That's not me calling them terrorists. They are an actual designated U.S. terror group. We should have never let 2,000 of them out of prison. It's an absolute disaster. I said it on Monday. Still really frustrated with the coverage here and the delusion on our side, which I don't say we have much, but we do on this issue. Folks talking about the brilliance of this incredible deal and Marco Rubio's a star. Folks, it's not too hard to win when Hamas says, hey, give us 2,000 of our deadliest fighters and some of our leadership out of the Israeli jails, and we'll give you 20 hostages back, the ones we haven't felt like killing. That's, if you're keeping track, 100 terrorists for each Hamas hostage, including 250 who are doing life sentences for killing at least one person in a terror attack. Many of them had killed more than one. One guy killed over 30. He walked out the door. He's running around Gaza right now. I'm sorry, a third grader could cut that deal. It's always been the conditions of Hamas. It's what they offered Joe Biden. It was the one term that they would not compromise on. You give us all of our folks in the Israeli jail. We're almost out of leaders. We'll give you 20 hostages back. And yet our side, I watched Fox News 5-6 hours a day. I saw 1 8-second clip this week of those buses rolling into Gaza loaded with those hostages. They were greeted like conquering heroes. And if I were Trump, if I was advising Trump, no, I would have said, oh my gosh, how could you do that? These are terrorists. These are designated terrorists. These are people on a terror watch list. How could you let them out? Andy wrote me an email today. He doesn't like that I'm asking this question. Some of you don't. He said, what the Israelis must have done was put tiny invisible tracking devices in their food, and they let them go so they could follow them and track where they go and kill the people they meet up with. Maybe. That'd be kind of brilliant. Maybe that's the plan. Maybe. But the problem with our side is we just let them out like conquering heroes, and Fox played 1 8-second clip that I can find. And the problem with our side is if Joe Biden had done it, we'd have hung it around his neck. We would have run those buses packed full of freed terrorists rolling into Gaza and the crowd going wild that they got their murderers back and wild for the bloodshed. We'd have played that over and over and over and over and over, and barely anyone on our side even knows that that's what we traded. So the fact they're running around Gaza executing people on video, not surprising to me. Should have disarmed them before we sent them out there. Didn't. And now this. And what I was really nervous about, I was afraid that Trump would tell Netanyahu we couldn't kill him because that ruined the peace situation. By the way, there is no peace deal, just so you know. Wait, what? You read there was? No, there's no peace deal. No, there's a peace statement by Trump. It'd be a great deal if he can get it. And look, Trump is a master negotiator. He didn't have to do this. He didn't have to let him out. He should have just killed them all. I don't know why we didn't just kill them all. Left the ones serving life sentences in the Israeli jails. But a lot of people think that this deal got signed, and that's why it was historic. That deal's never been signed by anybody. Well, didn't they have that big meeting in Egypt, though, with all those Muslim leaders who were falling all over themselves? Yeah, they love Trump because he let all the terrorists out. Why, I don't know. Maybe there's a plan to kill them or something from space. I hope there is. Like tracking devices or something. Hey, I wouldn't put it past the Mossad. Andy, who wrote me this week, is not wrong about that. That is the kind of thing they would do. So maybe there's a bigger thing at work here. Trump posted to Truth Social, if Hamas continues to kill people in Gaza, which was not the deal, we will have no choice but to go in and kill them. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Actually, there was no deal. The only thing Hamas agreed to was that we can have the 20 hostages as long as they could have the 2,000 terrorists. That's all they agreed to. That's why they're not disarmed at the moment. They didn't agree to disarm. Well, wasn't there that big meeting, though, in Egypt where all of those jihadist Islamic leaders praised Trump and signed a thing? Didn't they sign his peace deal? No. No, they signed a silly statement. It was another statement agreeing to seek peace. There were no details, so they didn't actually have to agree to anything. This story is the biggest hose job since Russia collusion. And if I were advising Trump, I would have said, listen, bud, don't go speak to the Knesset. I wouldn't do the peace signature thing in Egypt because it's going to create the impression that you have this under control. Get it under control. Kill the remainder of the Hamas leadership. Keep the rest of them in prison. Get the upper hand, which we easily could have done. And then pursue peace when you have the upper hand. We let Hamas go instead. But the good news is I was afraid that Trump would call Netanyahu off again. Netanyahu, by the way, was bombing the Hamas leadership in Qatar. He'd almost finished them off. Why Trump stopped him, I don't know. I would have gone wild on Biden if he'd done it. So I can't be a hypocrite, okay? I can't tell you it's okay if Trump does it, but not okay if Biden does it. Sorry, got to have one standard. I don't get this. It's the most bizarre story this week. I don't understand what the hoopla is on our side. I think a lot of it is just misinformation, which I've almost never seen like this before on our side. But the good news is it appears Trump's not going to restrain Netanyahu. He's going to let him kill Hamas. And maybe we'll be doing it ourselves. I hope that doesn't mean troops are going in. I hope we're going to do it Soleimani style from the air. But I'm giving Trump the benefit of the doubt. Maybe there's some reason to let Sarah's serving life out and risk that she'll lose track of them. Maybe. We'll see how it comes together. Oh, this is just getting so good. Look, y'all know I love Trump. I do. 95% agreement with him. I just think you don't ever let evil walk the earth. You don't. And you don't let out 2,000 terrorists because some of them are going to end up here. You don't take that chance, even if you've got some kind of tracking device on them. And then our side basks in the, you know, oh, Trump got this deal because he bombed Iran. No, he didn't. He just met the terms that Hamas has been asking for over a year. And gave them their 2,000 terrorists back at a time when Israel had just about gotten done killing the leadership. They needed new leadership more than anything. Trump gave them that. And that's why you're seeing true, brutal Islamic dictators, like the leader of Turkey, praising Trump. You're seeing Islamists like the leader of Pakistan saying, oh, he should get the peace prize. You're seeing the liberal left go, damn, we wish we'd done that. And they're the ones marching in the street with Hamas supporters. That's why. And I can't lie to you. I mean, a lot of people do for ratings. I won't. I just won't do that. It was a really, really bad deal. And now we're watching executions in the street. And I suppose what our media will do is just turn their heads down because it's kind of inconvenient to the narrative. Look, I rip the left for the narrative when they lie. I do it to us, too. There are no sacred cows here. Just like when Lindsey Graham gets it right, we praise him. And when he's full of it, we tell you that, too. So you can make decisions. But this is the beginning of the end of the deep state this morning. There's a lot of people on the text line, no, I don't go to jail. Yeah, they will. They're going to flip Bolton. Bolton is in big, and I mean big, trouble. Folks, when two legal analysts, not one on CNN, are like, dude, I thought this was political retribution, but have you read that thing? 18 charges. Folks, Bolton was just running around. Look, when you're John Bolton, okay, and you open the pages of the Washington Post and the New York Times every day, almost every day, and you see more leaked top classified data designed to cast doubt on Trump, Trump's loyalty to America, Trump's loyalty to Russia, and all kinds of stuff like that. When you see that leaked data every day, you think you can do it too. When you see Hillary using a Yahoo account, Huma Abedin, her assistant, just forwarding the classified data when the classified data from Hillary turns up on the pedophile, Huma Abedin's husband, Anthony Weiner, the appropriately named, and there's classified data all over it because they share a laptop. Sticky laptop. So Weiner's got top classified stuff on his laptop. You read it. Ain't no big thing. No, he gets indicted for the kiddie porn, but not for the classified data. Huma Abedin just walking around. She's a criminal too. You see, the Penn Biden Center, $100 million runs through there. Chinese give Joe money. There are literally pallets of classified data that Joe has stolen since the 70s. You're John Bolton. You think, well, I'm uniparty in good standing. I'm an oligarch in good standing. I could do it too. And he did. This guy is just opening vaults, walking out with classified data. He's forwarding it on AOL. The Iranians are hacking him and walking off with it. No big deal. And folks, understand how the system works. The former president of Mexico laughed at Joe Biden, said this isn't a democracy they're running. It's an oligarchy. Joe Biden was an oligarch in good standing, and so was Bolton. Bolton was good, useful to them. He was trashing Trump. And so when Joe Biden's FBI discovered all of the classified data the Iranians had hacked from him, they went, no big deal. Hey, why don't you just go do another interview on CNN and trash Trump again? Bolton was happy to comply. Why? It's a gangster government. And classified data is not just top secret stuff and puts the country at risk. They don't care about that. It was the currency of their power, half their power. Folks, we wouldn't have had a Russia collusion hoax if they weren't afraid to leak classified data. They wouldn't spy on us like they do. By the way, I mean, yeah, a lot of what they're doing to us now, just our side, is spying us to get stuff to leak. I mean, like, look at what just broke, okay? What do we have this yesterday? John Solomon had this. Now we've got congressional staffers who somehow have access to NSA data and somehow have access to phone data, and they're mapping huge trees of us three jumps from the White House. So if you talk to somebody who talked to, you called somebody who called somebody who works at the White House out to three steps, or you texted them, you're on the tree. Why? They needed a list, an enemies list. Why? So they could leak it. Why are they spying on Lindsey Graham? Not once, twice. Well, the CIA figured they'd want to know, Lindsey Graham's Intelligence Committee oversight. They want to know what he's got on them. And they spy on him the first time. Second time, they're spying on his phone calls. Why? Compromise. To leak. How do you end that? You stop the leaking by sending John Bolton to prison for the rest of his life. Just like a scrub would have gotten if he was in the Navy, took a picture of the operations board on a submarine. Guy did that, 10 years in prison. Why? He's not an oligarch. So, folks, this isn't just about Bolton. This is a major attack on their power structure. They know it, and they are going to fight like hell. Fight like hell. And folks, they're going to flip Bolton too, okay? He's one of them. He knows where all of the bodies are buried. Brett Tolman, former federal prosecutor, talked about that this morning on Fox.
Remember, though, I'm very mindful of the fact that Bolton has a lot of knowledge and a lot of insight. This may be an effort to also get his attention and get him talking about other things that he may have information about. This is just the beginning, the tip of the iceberg. I think it's a difficult case to defend against. He, of all people, should know. Doesn't matter if it's old or new materials. If it's classified and you possessed it, then it could be a crime.
Yeah, they're going to flip him. That's exactly what they're doing. Because he was plugged into all of that. Meanwhile, even CNN agrees. Wow, this is not what we thought. We thought this would be silly stuff to go after Bolton because, Trump. But this is 18 counts.
I had a clearance. And whenever you go through the training to have a security clearance, you are always told about the handling of classified information and exactly how you must handle it and how you cannot take it home. And I'll point out, you were reading his statement earlier today. They talk about how these are handwritten notes. Handwritten notes doesn't necessarily mean it's no longer classified. It just means that the classified information is somewhere else, just like whether it's on a signal chat or whether it's in your notes. It needs to stay in a SCIF. And so this is the worst case scenario for the intelligence community. The intelligence community often fears of leaks. They often fear of spills. There are spills with a number of various former government officials where it was a mistake, et cetera. They had classified information. They didn't know that they had it, et cetera. But this is something a little bit different. This is what got into the hands of the wrong people. And he knew that he had the classified information and he knew that there was a leak and he did not notify the federal government. And so it is, these are very serious allegations. I think that the indictment.
Here's your problem. Here's your big problem. The reason this came to light is the Iranians tried to assassinate John Bolton after they hacked him. All of this classified data came to the attention of the Biden administration. They saw all of it. And they went, well, but he's an oligarch. He's a criminal like us in good standing. He's part of the Uniparty. We'll just let him go. Plus, we're too busy raiding Mar-a-Lago to get the classified data we planted in that box that we had to mail to Trump because we couldn't get him to come pick it up. That's too busy, too much. Look at that. 13% of the FBI going after grandmas who took selfies after the FBI agents we sent in held the doors open for them. And the Capitol Police we sent in held the doors open. We don't have time to go after the secrets Bolton sent home. Plus, you know, if he could just go on CNN and do another anti-Trump interview, that would be helpful. Meanwhile, folks, every day we have so much to be thankful for with Donald Trump being the president. Let me tell you what, if Her Highness had won that election, this would be a bad day. Lee asked me the other day, he said, you know, what is even the purpose of the UN and United Nations? And I said, well, maybe they're just sitting around waiting to have one world government so they can rule. It's why they accommodate dictators like they do. They intend to use them in the countries they rule. The only thing the UN's really missing is a mechanism to raise the funds that is its own before it can rule. They were going to get that today. They were going to get that by imposing an international tax, taxation with no representation. Biden administration was totally on board with that. The beginning of one world government. One man is standing in the way of that. Where do you hear this story up next?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.